Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bo Diddley, and don't get upset, girls, but I want you to listen to this man talk every Friday. Every night. What am I talking about? Every Friday night. I'm talking about every night. So don't you be sure to hurry up and come on and see what we got to say that we don't like that you're doing to us.
That's our
my man, Bo.
So you believe that's Bo?
Good evening, everybody. Back again with another live edition of Man Talk. How's everybody doing out there?
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How's everybody doing?
I think they're doing okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's here. Man Talk once again, Saturday night, 7 to 9. And it's what, like the 15th of September, right?
It is.
2012.
Damn, where's the year going, dude? Where's it going?
Well, let me tell you, they just get faster as the years go by. Something you can look forward to.
Oh, man. I know. It's bad enough. I have this bush on my face, and there's gray hairs in it.
Man, it happens to the best of us.
Well, you got the salt and pepper thing going there.
Yeah.
I'm still a fair-haired child.
That's right. Well, I think it started for me at about 40. Just, you know, gone downhill since.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought my metabolism dropping off at 27 was like a real big heartbreaker. Now I got nothing else to look forward to. Thanks, Brian.
Something to look forward to, man.
You
think I got problems? I can tell you who's got problems. Paco Slick has got problems, but that's a story for later.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What now?
Well, we'll just leave it up in the air for now. I think he's in Oswego tonight. It's the grand finale of some kind of racing season up in Oswego, New York. I think sprint cars or something like that.
Mm. Speaking of your problems, not to go off, did you hear about Amanda Bynes?
His is humorous. It'll be a great story. Don't get me wrong. It's not just bad news. It's a funny story.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear about Amanda Bynes? Do you know who Amanda Bynes is?
She's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And what has she been in?
Little Hottie. She was in some movie I never saw called What a Girl Wants, and then I never saw this other one she did, but it was a remake of Just One of the Guys.
One of the Guys?
Just One of the Guys. That was the one where the girl pretends to be a guy
okay.
in high school, and this was kind of a remake. But apparently this poor girl, I guess she retired from acting, and TMZ got a photo of her smoking something in her car, and they're not sure if it's pot or crack.
How old is this?
26.
What does she look like?
She's hot. She's a little hottie.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the...
Yeah, but she's been... people are worried about her because she's been sighted at the gym and places just talking to herself, having full-on conversations with
herself.
Yeah. That's some civil stuff right there. Schizophrenia. Well,
you're never alone with a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Whether it's a red, black, or
blue, I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
Right.
But poor kid, they're saying she's going to be the next Lindsay Lohan. Now she's just headed down the
down that
road.
Path, huh?
I feel bad for her.
Live and learn, you know. I mean, hopefully she comes out of it in one piece.
Well, she was a child star, and, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I guess she was on Nickelodeon a lot. But that's just one of those things where, you know, these kids, they don't have childhood, and then they grow up all screwed up. How many child stars do you know that grew up, you know, to be functioning adults?
Jerry Mathers. The Beaver.
He's a mess, isn't he?
But he still occasionally makes an appearance at different...
I know he was on Hairspray on Broadway.
Yeah.
He was in that. But the only one I can think of is Seth Green. Seth Green was a child star, and he's doing all right for
him. What did he do?
He was in Radio Days, Woody Allen movie.
Oh, wait, that was a great movie.
Yeah, he was a little... He was young Woody Allen. He was
really?
Little, yeah. And
that's where he calls the guy. That uncle comes up to him, I'm Joey Nichols.
Yeah.
You'll never forget me. I'm Joey Nichols. And the kid goes, what an asshole.
Yeah, that was one of Woody Allen ones I actually liked. But he's a pretty good functioning adult right now. He's got TV shows. He's still in the biz.
Yeah.
But he's been in the limelight. But I really, aside from him, I can't think of too many people that were child actors that grew up to have a great life.
No, it's a tough thing. You know, you're all that fame. Look at Macaulay
Culkin. Yeah. Well, he suffered from being a really cute kid and growing into a really ugly adult. Kind of like Leif Garrett too. Of course, he's had a lot of drug problems.
Right.
But yeah, man, that's a rough road to go down. It really is.
Oh yeah.
I feel bad for him sometimes.
Well, you know, you gotta have somebody that's smart to manage it when you're a kid.
Yeah, and that's parents who usually winds up doing it for these people.
Yeah, you know, and they were all going in, you know, especially the early days, I can understand, but then you'd think they'd have something in place, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep these kids in check.
I mean,
you've got that kind of money in your pocket, and you're a kid, and you're a teenager, whatever, wow, look out.
Yeah. I'm an adult. I'm an adult, and it's dangerous when I got money in my pocket. Right. What, the foot egg on TV for sale for $5? I'm buying that. But man, it's just yeah, so I wish you the best.
Yeah, you know, hopefully she'll come out of it and she'll be okay.
Talking to herself though, that's kinda
creepy.
In public too. Like having conversations with herself. Not in the confines of her own home, which we all talk to ourselves occasionally. Who doesn't? But
yeah.
Out in, like, she's been spotted at the gym just gathering herself.
Yeah.
Not talking to any person.
Well, hey, maybe she's got some really good drugs going on or something.
Celebrity.
It sounds like
too.
She's out of it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a couple guys that are regulars here. And, man, they got on like no problem. Hey, what's going on in Atlanta and what's going on in South Florida? How's it going, guys?
Hey,
right.
Frank. What's up, Mr. Movie Guy? What's up, Jason?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Not much. What's up with you gentlemen?
We're just kind of watching the game and chilling on a Saturday night here, shooting the breeze. Yeah. And I did get Oprah's picks, by the way, in case anybody wants to know. I did terrible. We're going to go, we'll do our picks from last week this hour, and then we can do our picks for next, you know.
Yeah, come on.
Game.
I'm interested to hear. I think I did pretty good.
I know your Falcons, Matt Ryan, I think, was like the top QB last week for your Falcons.
Yeah,
you
come on. That
what?
Was awesome.
Yardage?
We smacked the shit out of them.
He had the best, he only passed for 299, but I think he had 3 touchdowns, no picks. He had a high completion percentage. He did really well.
Yeah,
and
not
Matty
to mention
Ice
that we had like 4 turnovers on them. And that
three
of them resulted in touchdowns.
Well, my Dolphins didn't fare so well. It would appear Ryan Tannehill is having a problem getting the ball past the line of scrimmage.
I heard they were okay in the first quarter. I didn't see the game.
They were okay. The defense was actually holding Houston, and then they started turning it over. I think they scored 17 points in the last 2 minutes against us for the first half.
So that's demoralizing.
Oh, God,
You can never crawl out of a situation like that.
No, and I got $50 riding on tomorrow's game, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting points?
No, just straight up. I have a buddy who's a Raiders fan. And the Raiders didn't look too good either, so.
Did they win?
No, they lost to the Chargers.
You know, the only game I didn't get
right.
From last week was the Sunday night game. And the Monday night game, I guess. Shit, I didn't.
So were you the winner?
No, I was tied. When I called DJ, and we were both tied with 7 at the time, 7 picks. I think you had 6.
Okay.
Jason, I'm not sure. I see 1, 2, 3, 4. Joe,
four.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oprah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. For
damn,
Oprah.
I'm the bottom of the
total.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And there's somebody that got another one because the Oakland-San Diego game. Now, you got better eyes than I do, Mr. Movie Guy.
Hey,
I think I said
here.
San Diego.
Everybody, me being
the odds
on
that Oakland game.
I picked one of the best ones, huh?
Oakland, everybody picked the Chargers except Oprah.
I picked San Diego.
She's a Raider fan. That's her that's her team.
Yeah.
So for me being the
and
really
and the spread was only like 1, right?
I don't even remember.
Oh, okay.
For me being the non-sports fan, I picked pretty good, huh?
Yeah, you did all right. But don't let it be discouraging to anybody who did terrible, because the first 3 weeks, you just don't know who any team is. I mean, look, RG3 ran the gambit.
No, you're pretty much pulling it right out of your ass right at that moment.
Yeah, the first 3 weeks, you're just, like Jason said, right out of thin air. It's coming out of nowhere, you know. You're just going with who you like. But in a couple weeks' time, we'll know who teams are, and that's when it'll get interesting. That's when we'll call the upset.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it takes, like anything else, you know.
Just a little time.
Yeah. It's unpredictable at the beginning of the season, except for a few teams.
Yeah. Well, aside from the whole RG3 thing, I mean, it was kind of a lackluster week 1. You know? I mean, I'm sure Jason's happy because the Falcons pulled it out, but...
Oh, they pulled it out big time.
Yeah, you know,
we all picked Atlanta, didn't we?
No, DJ picked KC.
Oh, okay. Okay.
DJ picked KC. Well, the Niners beating the Packers was pretty big, too.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I picked the Niners on that one.
Everybody but Oprah did.
Yeah. Well, hey, they were playing. Where did they play? Green Bay?
Yeah. They beat him at Lambeau.
Yeah.
Niners look tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder if they play the Falcons this year, huh, Jason?
Amanda Bynes, swing.
Monday is should be good. I think it's Denver going up against Atlanta.
Ooh. Manning versus Ryan. Yeah, did you hear the thing about Amanda Bynes, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Fat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's okay, though. She's still
if we
hot.
Were, you know, based on past week's events, also current events, and here's something everybody can kind of weigh on. I think religion should definitely not be a topic on the show.
No.
And
Clint Eastwood
should not have anything
either,
to say about Muhammad or that faith.
No.
Clint Eastwood's definitely not a topic either, I guess.
Religion and politics normally is not a good topic. Those are two topics of conversation. I normally try and tend to stay away from.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, it's something people are just so passionate about. That's it.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
And you can get it anywhere you want on TV if you really want to hear it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the place.
Let's not talk about politics, and let's not talk about religion. And has anybody seen Typhoon Sanba?
No.
Typhoon... up-to-date news and whatnot? Does anybody know
about Typhoon Sanba?
It should be hitting Okinawa, Japan. Everybody know where Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, I thought this was some kind of a Broadway show or something.
No, I guess it's a storm, huh?
Yes, it's packing over close to 155 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts near 220 miles per hour.
Ooh, somebody's toilet
like
is going to get
was
flushed tonight.
Towards Florida.
Out in the ocean right now, or where?
No, it's making landfall. It's going to hit Taiwan. It's going to hit South Korea. It's starting to make landfall if you look into it right now. Early
you notice that happens there a lot, and I think it's because the cities are so dirty that nature has to just go wash it out every once in a while.
Well, this
I tell you, Japan's had a real rough draw the past few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The nuclear power plant there.
The earthquake,
yeah.
Typhoon. What's next?
What are they doing over there that's so evil?
The crazy part about this storm is it went from being like pretty much 50 mile an hour winds to 145, 150 mile an hour winds like within a couple of hours.
Wow.
It's too bad that doesn't hit like Libya or Egypt or places like that where they really need a good cleansing.
Oh, you're crazy, Jason.
Now, DJ, since you brought it up, can you tell us the difference between a hurricane and a typhoon?
Yes, I can. From what I believe and what I know, and I'll Google it for sure, but a typhoon is just because it's in the Pacific Ocean. A hurricane is because it's in the Atlantic Ocean. It's because of the region.
Okay, but they're pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, only exactly. They go in different directions.
Okay.
Right.
Hurricane spins one way, and that one spins the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like the water going down your toilet. In Europe, it's different than here.
Never seen.
Neither have I.
Now it'll probably be the last
time. I've heard that story. If anybody can confirm that, please give us a call.
Yeah.
Hold on.
7-8-9-8-1-6.
No. It's not different in Europe. The toilet spins backwards.
Australia.
On the other side of the equator. On the other side of the equator, the toilet spins the other way.
The other side of the equator. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
What it is, but there's something when you're on like
equinox.
When you're on like Navy ships and stuff like that, there's some term that they use when you're going across the equator for the first time and doing that. I can't remember. There's like a hazing ritual that they actually do.
Blanket party.
They stick your head in the toilet and it flushes the wrong way.
Right, but that's only on the other side of the equator.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I know what happens in Australia because I've got a guy that I play Forza 4 online with, and he was telling me about that, how interesting it was that ours flows the other way.
Right. But I believe the hurricane and the typhoon, those can go either direction, actually, Brent, because if you think about it, there's been hurricanes that come out of the Gulf that are spinning clockwise, and then there's other ones that spin counterclockwise. It all depends on which direction they're
going. Well, most of the hurricanes coming out of the Gulf spin counterclockwise.
Right.
Have you ever noticed that? Because we get like that, the bands were all coming counterclockwise when we were getting all that rain from Ivan.
Right. They can go either way, I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe they can go either way.
Somebody can look
it up. I think
it
has to do with the Gulf
media, you know. I'm sure.
Use that there intraweb.
Yeah. That web can tell you anything you want to know.
God bless Asia. Hey, speaking of Asia, there's a great viral video going around right now. If anybody wants to check it out, there's, I guess, the Korean Jay-Z, they call him. His name is Psy, P-S-Y. There's a song on there called Gangnam Style. If anybody has a chance, go check out this video. It's a hoot. It really is.
Yeah, I was correct. I'm Googling it right now. Hurricanes, cyclones, and typhoons are all the same weather phenomenon. We just use different names for these storms in different places. In the Atlantic and
it's different hemispheres.
It's Atlantic and Pacific. That's what makes the difference.
Right. The same type of disturbance in the Northwest Pacific is called a typhoon. And cyclones occur in the South Pacific and Indian Ocean. There you go.
Cyclones, hurricanes, typhoons,
I'll be the first to admit when I don't know something, and I did know the difference between the typhoon and the hurricane, but I did not know that about the cyclone. That's pretty cool. So the cyclone occurs only in the South Pacific and Indian Ocean.
Yeah, well, you know, you look it up and there it is. Everybody's more well-informed because of Man Talk, of course.
Yeah,
that's right. You can only get it here, too. 718-508-9816.
Yes.
Speaking of things, only get here on Man
Jason,
Talk.
I was going to ask you, Atlanta this weekend, are they having a festival coming up?
Yeah, that's what Joe was talking about last week.
Yeah,
right?
We have a beer fest, I think, too. And then we have Music Midtown, which is going to be huge. It's huge. They've got Pearl Jam. Shit, I got a list right here.
Great live band. If anybody ever gets a chance to see Pearl Jam, I don't even care if you're not a fan, go do it.
You know, I never got to see him until I went to
the
Mars Amphitheater. And they were definitely a good band.
Amazing live.
Chris. Yeah, it was a fun time. Yeah.
When
that was right around the time. Didn't they bring out they brought out a ping pong table or something?
I don't know if I was at that show. I know every show I've seen of theirs down here, I've seen them three times, including when they were on their strike from Ticketmaster.
Oh, they played at the Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I got tickets for that the day before. Oh, act of God.
I saw them when they played at Lockhart Stadium. I saw them play it.
That's the one. I got my tickets by an act of God. I was so bummed I couldn't get them the day before, which was also the day before my brother's birthday. My father, I was, I think, 16 at the time, had taken me into an optometrist appointment. And the lady that does the glasses there, she was like 50 years old. She's sitting there, and she's like, you know, adjusting my glasses, putting the new lenses in or whatever. She's like, hey, I got some Pearl Jam tickets for sale if you're interested.
Wow.
Are
you effing kidding me? The woman, a lot of optometrists, you know, they do the eye exam, but they have somebody in there who takes care of the glasses end. This lady was like 50 years old in there, and she's like putting the new lenses in my glasses and cleaning them, adjusting the frame or whatever. And we're just talking. She's like, "Hey, I got some Pearl Jam tickets for sale if you're interested."
How does she get them?
Hell yeah!
I have no idea, but
I paid out them.
Yeah, and she only charged me face value for them, so they're like $70. So for my brother's birthday that year, I took him to go see Pearl Jam, and they did not disappoint. They were amazing.
Yeah, that was a good concert at Lockhart. I remember going to that concert. I want to say I ordered the tickets in the mail, and they came. They're big, giant blue tickets. They're like bigger than a dollar bill.
And it had the world on it. It had a globe on it.
Yep, I still have that ticket stub somewhere.
Yeah, but they wouldn't get off the stage that night. I mean, they just kept doing encore after. They played everything.
Wow.
Yeah, they just wouldn't.
Okay, I got a list here.
They had James Spencer Blues Explosion opening for them or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. I think that's who opened for them. But just amazing live. If you ever get a chance to go see them. Who else is on the bill there, Jason?
All right, so we got Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, the Averitt Brothers, Florence and the Machine, T.I., Girl Talk, Ludacris, Neon Trees, Garbage, Joan Jett and the Black Hearts, Adam Ant, Civil Twilight, Van Hunt, O Brother, and LP.
Jesus,
and many
what a lineup. Garbage
yeah.
is still around. Yeah, they got a new album out, I think.
Shirley Manson was the
she's a hot chick.
The hot redhead. I can't remember if she was Scottish or Irish, but just back when I was like 14, 15 years old, I was like, oh, I'm only happy when it rains too, Shirley.
Only
it's
happy when
up.
It videos too. Oh, I'm only happy when it rains. It gives that good warm feeling in my tongue.
We used to play that down in South Beach. We used to play Garbage. Yeah.
I can't remember if she was Irish or Scottish, but man, just and then she was a Mac girl for
Scottish.
A long time too.
It's
Two
Friday
Scottish?
And Saturday night, September 21st and 22nd. They got two stages on the meadow at Piedmont Park. The one-day tickets are $55. You can get 2 days for $100.
Sweet.
So that's next weekend,
right?
A better night to go to, and, yep. You know, that's a pretty good evening out.
Sounds
for
like
all
a road
fans.
Trip for you
oh,
guys.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. Garbage, Butch Vig production. That was the drummer and the producer. That put that band together.
Yeah, and he also got Nirvana. He produced Nirvana for.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Their first one or Nevermind?
Nevermind.
Okay, their first one was Bleach, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, oh, God. Love that album.
Yeah.
I took out so much teenage angst to that album.
They just put out a special edition of that thing, 30th anniversary, 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
20th anniversary.
Speaking
yeah.
of 90s music. Did you see the finale for America's Got Talent?
No, I didn't.
Green Day performed.
Really?
They're releasing three albums in the next six months.
In the next 6 months, I thought that was cool.
And they sound
what a
great. I used to love Green Day. They kind of
the only problem with
pop.
Green Day is that they use the same fucking riff.
Well, that's kind of
that's
cool.
The only
yeah,
problem.
Yeah,
with
well,
they use the same riff over and over and over and over.
You know, the
yeah.
Ramones were like that.
But
so they're
a little
like,
more
evolved well,
than
the
like Ramones.
You,
I mean,
a
they
song
did that
will
whole
come
thing
on and you don't know
that,
because you, know, you can't tell yet it's the same riff.
That was kind of like
I don't know if they necessarily use the same riff. A lot of good bands.
Yeah, guitar riff. He's always got that same, you know.
But a lot
well,
of good bands.
Trent Reznor has used the same riff forever on all of his albums. That thing from Closer.
I like them to mix it up a little bit. When you actually listen to them, a lot of bands have their certain sound to them. Like if you listen to the Grateful Dead, you just know it's them, even if nobody's singing. If you listen to Genesis, you know it's them. You know what I'm saying? There's
oh,
certain
yeah, yeah. It's
yes,
like the
but
Stones
listen,
were in the
now,
old
next
days.
Time you listen,
they,
next
they
time you listen
intro,
to
you
Green
exactly
Day, you will see what I'm talking about. It's just like it's same chords is what I'm saying. You know, the same riff. You sometimes get, oh, I thought this was the other song, but no, this song.
Well, yeah, that was great, though.
Was part of their
we got somebody from the 585 Exchange joining us. 585, you're on Man Talk. Who's this?
It's Jeff in New York.
Hey, man, what's
hey,
going
welcome,
on?
Jeff.
Well, I was listening to your show. I listened for a little bit before I decided to jump in when you're talking about Green Day and their same riff and stuff. Well, you know, Green Day took Ramones, and Ramones is the same riff for 15 albums. I mean, that's the
yeah.
Not, yeah.
One Ramones
this
album.
This is true. This is true.
All.
I'm not
yeah.
crashing
the lyrics
like,
change
yeah,
a little
I'm
bit.
Not trying to crash him.
Yeah,
I like
and like no, I understand that. I understand that. But like another guy was speaking about, yeah, there could be no lyrics at all, and you immediately recognize Richards or you know the Stones or Genesis or whatever you want to say.
Right,
if you're
right.
into that band or you're into any kind of you know that type of music, and you can just hear something and go, I might not be able to name the song, but I'll name the band right away. You know, because
oh, yeah.
you've got that
right.
that style, that riff, that chord, you know, something, you know.
Thank you, listener.
Yeah. Good point.
Very much, listener. Exactly. And that's what makes a good musician a good musician, and that's what makes certain bands like the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Green Day, through the ages, they build up the fans because they always change their music a little bit, but they still have that sound.
But it's recognizable as soon as you hear it,
exactly.
You know? I mean,
Rush.
I'll argue
Rush
the Chili Peppers on
that
one, though, DJ, because every time they had a different guitar player, whether it was Dave Navarro, John Frusciante, or the other guy that did Blood Sugar Sex Magik, it was always, the sound was always different. It was always based on the guitar player. It was so much harder when it was Dave Navarro. When it was John Frusciante, it was more kind of funk. And then when it was Red Dead Blood Sugar Sex Magik, it was kind of a combination of the both.
I agree
really?
With you.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree
Who
with
do
you
they got now? Who's playing for him
it's
now?
It's
the original guy back, John. I think his last name's Frusciante. He was the original guitar player, and he had to leave.
He's
because
from the area, you know.
Is he?
He's a Fort Lauderdale guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you at some point, Mr. Movie Guy, but Brent, check this out. Brent, I think, is a little bit older, and he'll back me up on this one. The band Chicago. Look at how many different times the band Chicago changed. Yes, kind of like what you're saying about a guitar player, they change and they morph, but they still
yes.
have that somewhat of a sound
albums.
that attracts that type of listener. You
yeah,
see what I'm
16 saying? Albums, but they only put out
17.
Three. Because every album, I don't think they ever came out with a solo album. It was two albums, three albums. Of four
well, that's
albums
why they
back.
Called it
you know,
Chicago
like
1,
yeah.
Chicago 2, Chicago 3, all the way up to
they
17.
They did like the double albums, didn't they?
Yeah, they did like the double albums.
They had tons of different members.
I'm getting
them
to chime in here. I never listened to Chicago.
No, I wasn't a huge follower myself, just the stuff I heard on the radio. You know,
yeah,
but yeah,
I mean,
the guy shot himself. The lead singer was playing Russian roulette.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
Nothing's fun like a little speedball and Russian roulette. So, you know, I mean, what the hell, you know?
We call that Thursday around here.
Drink scotch whiskey all night long.
I am a
fucking boy. They call
I think Chicago was trying to be. I think Chicago was kind of trying to be a blood, sweat, and tears type band. You know, I mean,
yeah,
like
yeah. I mean, they had that sound,
and you know, they had that, but they just. I mean, they had some good tunes, but yeah, it was like with all the other music coming out at that time. I never bought a Chicago album. I was buying other stuff, you know. I think they were the big band, you know, like a Blood, Sweat, and Tears and stuff like that. Al Kooper and putting in a lot of horns and doing all that, and they were good.
Yeah.
But there was so much else going on at the time, I never bought one, you know. And,
well, there was also Weather Report at the same time was doing something very similar to Chicago.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Jazz. I didn't really listen to jazz as a kid, you know.
Beware white middle-aged.
Stanley Clarke was about as close as I came. That was good, you know.
What'd you say, Brent? Who?
Stanley Clarke was about as close as I got to jazz, you know. There was that one album, School Days.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good song.
Right.
And but really, otherwise, maybe the occasional Lou Reed tune, you know, or he's kind of jazzy.
That's as close as I got to jazz.
You want to on the bus, we Jay.
quick little segue, since we are talking about musicians here. I unfortunately have some really bad news to report about a musician. If you remember.
Wait, before you say it. Man Talk exclusive, the first band to report Whitney Houston's death to comes with another story.
The last thing he said was, I hate Mr. Movie Guy. Mr. Movie Guy, you remember your little interview where you pissed off Mr. Peter of Z Cars?
Yeah, I don't remember him being pissed. He wasn't pissed. He didn't like my comment.
Yeah.
Well, you killed the poor guy. No, I'm just joking. No, he actually...
Oh, God.
He had some heart problems. He had some heart problems, and his...
Were you talking a local musician, or who? Who'd you say?
Yeah, this is... We had this reunion about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. There used to be this club down here, Jeff, and it was called The Button. And then there was the Button South also, which was right. another location, but the same owner, that kind of thing.
Oh, kind of like Fillmore West
so you're talking,
and Fillmore
this East. Was, it existed from, like, the time I got down here, 1980. At that time, it was the Agora Ballroom. But then it switched into the Button South. And so it went until about the end of the 90s, right? That was about it.
Yeah.
And so they had this reunion with a whole bunch of bands that used to play in that era on a two-night thing, you know, about a month and a half ago. And we got to interview a whole boatload of acts that were scheduled to perform there. So it was kind of cool in that respect. And so he's referring to the story where we interviewed this one guy from one of the bands. Well, it was Ed Cars, right?
Right. And he was telling us a story about how he was hanging out with Deborah Harry in a hotel room on a bed. Right. I asked him, is Deborah Harry hairy?
What did she taste like?
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't like that too much.
He didn't like that.
No, he kind of...
Plus, he knew whatchamacallit was gone, Billy.
Yeah.
Billy Livesey. And
right.
Billy was on with us that night, too, and he was a familiar, you know, he's a friend of his.
Well, that's
so once he knew he was going
to be you know, in Howard Stern, I think I would ask her a little something, or ask him a little something different. I don't know.
Well, you know, we always try. We will admit Stern is a huge influence of both of ours. And he's partly the reason why we do what we do and we're able to do what we do. As for anybody out there that does kind of a blue type show, I mean, nothing is taboo here. We've had topics as far as that go.
This is family entertainment.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, the
time this is very, very
family
oriented now.
Unfortunately,
you know, maybe I should change
on September 11th.
Now, see, what you were just saying about that question and shit like that. There's public radio, I can't think of her name, but she interviews all sorts of people, from authors and rock and rollers to just everybody. And she had on her show, what the fuck's his name from Kiss there, the you know, the dude. Gene Simmons. And she was talking with Gene Simmons. And he turned it around and got really rude with her and said something about, do you shave or you know, I don't know, said something really off the wall, you know. And she ended the goddamn interview, and it was all – and this was public radio, you know, NPR and shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
good.
I can't think of her name.
You're listening to fresh air, and yes, I have a
tiny laugh. It was probably Diane Rehm or somebody like Diane Rehm.
No, it wasn't.
Rehm.
Diane Sawyer.
But anyway, real quick, the reason I was saying about Peter Patrick, unfortunately, on September 11th, he had some heart problems and he passed away.
The Zed Cars?
Yep. We saw his last performance ever when we saw him.
Oh, wow. Which guy was he? Was he kind of... He got out there with the microphone, right?
He was the one that they wheelchaired out?
He was the one that they wheelchaired out and was wearing the funny hat and was a little bit plump and had the bum.
Okay, I know exactly who it was.
Yeah,
that guy seemed to be enjoying himself immensely that night.
Yep.
Well,
unfortunately,
maybe that's what caused his heart attack.
Now, hey, if you're gonna go out with a smile.
Well, wasn't that? Wasn't that?
I thought it was Mr. Movie Guy's comments.
Who's that? What Ramon? Was it Joey or what Ramon? The last Ramon tune there. You know, take me to the airport. You know, hurry,
be,
you know.
I want to
be sedated.
Sedated.
Yeah, I want to be sedated.
He recorded that in a wheelchair because he was already on his last leg. And that was his last fucking song, wasn't it? Because maybe it's rumor. I don't know. But
that was very old. He passed away in the late, early 2000s, I believe.
Yeah, he put out a solo album and then he died.
That was the 90s,
right?
Man.
90s. Yeah, I want to be sedated was actually it wasn't real early. It was the early 90s, I think, maybe late 80s.
Yeah.
Really?
Late
80s.
Yeah.
It seemed to like
it's an old song, dude.
I want to be sedated.
Yeah, it's an old song.
That's late 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, we got somebody else joining us tonight on Man Talk.
But you can check it on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Well, because 74
Exchange, you're on live with Man Talk. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Brett?
Hello.
What's happening?
Nothing much,
Brett. I want to be sedated is from 1979. You're
no
right.
Shit.
Thank you.
No.
All right, what did I tell you? Late 70s.
Made a comeback after he died, put it that way, because all of a sudden
right,
he started playing that, and I got screwed up, and I was thinking, I thought I heard that before, but yet, after, you know, he passed away, all of a sudden that was the song that they started playing, and they never play the Ramones, you know, and all of a sudden that was a big tune, at least around where I'm at, and I thought, well, was that the last, because I thought I heard Howard Stern talking about it and everything else, and I wasn't sure what the hell was going on. So that was in the late 70s?
It was a later song. It was
yeah,
an early
79.
Song. That's right. 79, because I always remember correlating that song to, remember that song by the group, which actually was even earlier, but I always remember hearing it around the same time, called The Lard, where it was, instead of being sedated, it was, they're coming to take me away, ha ha, hee hee ho, ha.
Oh, Napoleon 14. That was the band.
Napoleon.
Yeah, my brother had that as a 45. That's a 60 song.
How do you know that, Brent?
Because we had the 45 at the house.
Oh,
he had a 45 of that song.
It was originally done by Napoleon 14, like in the 50s, I think. And then a band called The Lard redid it, I'm pretty sure, didn't they?
I don't know about that. All I know is the version I had, you know.
Pretty much 100% sure on
that.
Look it up.
That was the one I listened to. Yeah. That's pretty wild. I didn't know they did a remake of the song, to tell you the truth. Maybe we should give that a listen.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
That'll drive everybody nuts.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
We're trying to keep listeners, not lose them. We're trying to keep listeners, not lose them. Speaking of songs, what do you say we take a break here?
Do you got something cute?
I got something cute always.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Thanks, you guys, for calling in. And hold it right there. We'll be back with you. The board is working perfectly tonight, I might add. It took some doing, but whatever it was has gone away so far.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back after this little ditty.
Don't forget our number.
718-508-9816. You can call live and be part of the fun on Man Talk. Oh, God damn it. There's one of those stupid advertisements before the... All right, we may have to hold one more minute.
You still there, Brent?
Oh, I'm all alone. You know, the problem is when you borrow things from YouTube because your library isn't too extensive, you got to put up with a lot of these advertisements they put on before you can get the music. So if anyone wants to buy a Swiffer Jet, apparently it's a good mop to use. But, yeah, so we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Your voice is open and it's just kind of right.
Little Green Day there to soothe everyone's soul. Figured since we were talking about him, I'd give him a little homage, if we will. That was a pretty popular song back in the 90s, and that's when I grew up, so that was the music I listened to. And we got everybody back on with us, except
we're all back on.
Hello. We're all back on. Sorry for the little Swiffer commercial there, guys. Sometimes you just don't know.
Well, you know, you got to pay those advertisers, right?
Yeah, because we got a shitload of them, let me tell you. But we invite Jeff to join us for our next segment that we're going to do here tonight, and that would be...
What would that be?
Oh, well, come on. There's only one thing to talk about right now, Brent.
Really, what could that be?
It's the movie
Little NFL talk. Let's. We should probably get our picks in, you think, huh?
Well, what do you think?
Or is it a little too early?
We don't have Oprah.
We don't. We don't have Joe either. Joe is in there.
Jeff could fill in for Joe.
Joe's not going to be on for a while.
Really? What happened to Joe?
He's gone do something with his daughter and his girlfriend. So he told me earlier that he'd try and call in later, but he's not going to be on for the most part.
Would Jeff like to be the ringer?
Huh?
Jeff, you want to be Joe's ringer?
What? You talking to me?
Well, we'll just put Jeff down as another contestant.
Yeah, I like games. I'll play a game.
Like football? All right. Now, granted,
this is not technical at all, okay? It's not like we do the usual analysis of, what's going on. You just pick it, and we give you the odds, and that's it, basically.
It's just like the The Ron San rotisserie oven, you set it and forget it.
Ah, okay. It's going to be fantastic.
Good.
My
analogy.
Brain's on. I can it'd be like Jeopardy. Like, I know it, and I'll slam that button down, but then my mind goes fucking blank. And I go, oh, damn, what?
Well, the good thing about the beginning of the year is
it can go anyway.
It can go either way. Nobody's established themselves as, the powerhouse.
The guru. The guru.
Not yet, anyway. My time is coming, though. Don't worry.
Hey, Brent, I got a crazy-ass idea. You know what we should do, since we are starting this thing where we don't have Joe now and we have a different listener? Since we all are normal on the show or the co-host or whatever and regulars and whatnot, we should do once a week have a different listener call up and just see if they can win for that week. And if they win and beat all of us that week, we should give them a prize.
Yeah, what are you going to give them, DJ?
Yeah, like a man talk t-shirt, right?
Yeah, man talk t-shirt.
Oh, wait a second. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Yes.
We are now joined by the First Lady of Man Talk.
Hey,
oh, man.
Oprah. I stalled long enough.
Good morning, Oprah. How's everything going?
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon.
Good.
Good morning, good night, and good luck.
Hello, Oprah. I stalled just long enough after I text you for us to wait your presence. Awesome. Hello.
You know what that means? I gotta actually go to the paper and see what our picks are for the week.
Yeah, get off your ass, old man.
Okay, I'll get to work. How's it going, Oprah?
Pretty good. I've got a margarita in front of me. I'm marinating some steak, seeing some crab legs, mashed potatoes, corn, and peppers on the grill.
Where does this girl live?
What work
are you living? She's in West Palm Beach, Florida.
I wasn't a cook, but I'm coming over now.
Well, that sounds pretty damn good. What's going on? What's it? What, any special occasion, or you just doing it for the heck of it?
Well, my god sister is visiting from Jamaica, and she's leaving in the morning tomorrow. I went to see her
last night in town.
Where she lives in Jamaica, right near the beach.
What?
I said, where's she from in Jamaica? Right near the beach.
very close to it.
She lives in the mountains.
You know, I've never been to Jamaica. Is there any stories you can give us?
Jamaica's awesome.
James.
She doesn't live in the beach. She lives in the mountains near the ganja fields, probably.
The ganja bridge. The ganja bridge.
Hey, Brent, didn't Curdy go to Jamaica and he was in some kind of, like, fenced-in beach area, but if you go out on a little surfboard type thing, they got little, you know, Jamaicans on surfboards with weed outside the beach area, and you buy weed right off their little surfboard, and you go back into the hotel. Wasn't that?
Yep.
Wasn't that,
it's
yeah,
true. It's the same thing
with
Curdy
went to Aruba. I think it was Aruba. And I think it's a lot easier than that. I think you can... you can go to any taxi cab driver probably in store, you know.
Hey, man, you want ganja?
I don't know if that's true.
I was in Hedonism 2. I had a little guy.
You've been there, right?
What's that?
You've been over to Jamaica, right?
Oh, yeah. When I stayed at Hedo 2 and 3. We went back and forth because we were there for like 2 weeks. But at one of them, I don't remember which one, I had my own delivery service. There's one guy who always had paint cans with him, but I've never seen him paint anything. But he
sent to me a paint, darling.
That's a good way to keep it fresh.
Yeah. The enamel gives you an extra good high.
He would call.
All right, so are we ready for picks tonight, folks? Is everybody ready?
Sure.
Are we ready to do picks?
I think we are.
Right, okay.
Let's
go.
All right.
Oh, you want to do this one?
Go ahead. No, you do it. You do it. You got to do something.
All right, man.
I can't hold the mic the whole time.
Okay.
Game one, Brent.
Game one is going to be the Giants in Tampa Bay. They're playing up in New York. New York's got a 9-point advantage over the Bucs. Okay, so if you pick the Giants, you got to give the Bucs 9 points.
Let's just do straight up.
No, we don't do straight up here.
No, right. You can't do straight up. That's the whole point of the thing. You got to give. That's what makes it a challenge.
Exactly.
You know, they're going to win by three.
I won picking the Browns last week, by the way, by doing that. I was the only one that picked the Browns, and it was like I forget what it was.
It was
close.
They
I beat the spread.
Yeah, they were giving the Browns points, weren't they, or no?
I think they did, yeah. It wasn't much, but it was enough, you know?
All right, well, game one, I'm going to take the Giants. Brent, who are you going to go with?
Let me see here. Giants at home, Tampa Bay. I think I'll go with the Giants myself.
Okay, DJ.
I'll go with, it's either Tampa Bay or Buccaneers, right?
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers versus the New York Giants in New York. New York favored by 9.
Not New York, the other team.
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Jason?
Bucks.
Tampa Bay? Jeff?
I've got 9 points as a nasty spread, but
That's where I'm going to get screwed.
I know, that's a nasty spread. I mean, home field advantage is maybe 3, but you got the Giants, so give them 10, maybe. But I'm gonna have to take the Giants.
And the lovely Oprah.
I concur with Jeff. That's exactly what I would have said. So I'm going with the Giants. Not liking it, for the record, but.
Nah, we all know your affiliation with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You like them, right? That's your team? No, it's the Oakland Raiders. Never mind.
The Raiders. Come on now. Oprah's Raiders from way back.
Yeah, I won. I hope they get butt screwed so I can win some money this weekend. Next game.
Okay, next game we got. You thought that spread was wild? How about New England and Arizona? New England, 13.5 over Arizona. New England playing at home.
It's going to have to be New England because they're at home, and Arizona has... They won last week. I don't know how, but they got QB issues, man. They seriously do. And the New England defense is going to swallow that team up. They really are. Who are you going to go with, Brent?
Well, you know, it's my team.
Okay.
But, I usually go against them at one point in the season, but it's usually late in the season. And I'm going to go with New England. They had a pretty convincing win. Maybe Arizona will come to life. Prove me wrong. I don't know. It's a crazy spread, but that's the way I'm going.
DJ?
Who are the underdogs in this one?
Arizona. New England by 13.5 at home versus Arizona.
All right. So I took Arizona, I think, last week, and they were all right. So I'll take Arizona again.
Okay, Jason?
I'll go with Arizona.
Jeff?
This is tough, too. Fuck. Them bookies, they're just bad people. Fucking.
If it was my team, I could definitely understand that. That's a lot.
Nasty. You know, Arizona, they're picking them to be in. They were really good last year, or they were coming on. Oh, God damn it. And I hate Brady. So I'm just going with my heart and not my brain. So I'm taking Arizona, too.
Okay, and Oprah.
I'm going to go New England. I really do love Arizona, but...
Now, you're probably right, Oprah. You're probably right, but I just don't like New England.
It's the 13.5 that's a killer on that.
I know. Like, freaking Nazi.
Very not a New England fan, but even with...
All right, next up, we got Minnesota playing in Indianapolis, and Minnesota being favored.
That's an easy one. Adrian Peterson is a beast. That guy came back from a total knee reconstruction in less than a year, and he looked great last year.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, Brent?
Wow.
Andy's trying to still find their identity. They got a new quarterback.
Yeah, 1.5. I'll go Minnesota definitely on that one.
Okay, DJ?
Who's the underdogs on this one again?
The Colts.
I'll take the Colts.
Okay, Jason?
I'm going to say the Colts.
Oh, God, you guys are a bunch of suckers.
I'm
going to go Minnesota,
point.
I take
Come
it,
on.
Then.
I got, Jeff's got Minnesota.
Okay, and Oprah.
I'm going to go Minnesota with that one, definitely.
That's a smart goal. I mean, who knows? And he could pull it.
You know what?
I mean, one and a half
had
just
last
long
week.
Even.
Look what happened.
Well,
yeah, nobody
could
has
win
it
the
knocked.
Lottery
that's
tonight.
What that's the wildest
but
thing
I
about the first few
ticket,
weeks.
So.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next game, Brent?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Gear talking.
Brain
Let's
party.
See. We got the big upset last week. The Saints, who lost. They're favored by 1 over Carolina, and it's in Carolina.
Yeah, I'm happy with Carolina on this. I think they're going to hit their stride with Cam Newton. I really think it was a big shocker that they lost to Tampa Bay last week, but I think they'll bounce back this week. That Saints defense is really beat up, and they look terrible against a rookie quarterback last week. So I'm going to go Carolina. How about you, Brent?
Yeah, toss up on that. You know, I think the Saints might rebound this week.
Okay.
You know, I'll go. It's a one-point deal, so I'll go with the Saints this one.
DJ.
Carolina's the underdogs on that one?
Yeah.
By a point,
yeah, and
right?
I took Carolina, I think it was, last week, so I'll take them again.
Okay. You want us just to put you down for all the underdogs?
I'm the only one noticing that pattern.
Yeah, no. I got to raise from you. I
saw it, too.
But hey, it's not a bad strategy.
We've all done that before at one time or another.
Yeah. Who did that? I agree.
So what do we got? We got Saints giving up a point, giving up 1 point, right?
Right.
All right, I'll take the Saints.
Okay, Jeff?
Yeah, that's it.
That was Jeff. Okay.
I'll take the Saints.
Okay, and Jason?
Carolina.
Okay, and Oprah.
I chose the Saints last week. I'm going to stay with the Saints.
Okay,
sorry,
next game.
Sorry, I jumped in on you, Jason.
Don't worry about it. No problem.
You guys will get to meet, you know. Have you made arrangements yet, Jeff, to
Why? Is Jason coming to Road Atlanta?
Well, Jason is a resident of Atlanta. He is always there.
I don't even think he has to drive.
Well, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'll be there in 29 days.
All right. Okay.
I get there about four days, five days. You two will get along famously. I can see that already coming.
So thank you, by the way, Jason. I know I have 29 days to blow this thing into a show by myself, probably.
Okay. You can pay me my money. Next up, we got the Bills hosting
Kansas City. Bills favored by 3.5.
Are you serious? They're giving the Bills
three.
Why? How bad
are the Bills this year? You should know. You're
both. Fred Jackson's out for 4 weeks. That's their star running back.
Oh yeah. Bills. They haven't won yet, have they? Two games?
No, they lost. Oh, it's one game. I just didn't know how they did.
No, the Jets
pummeled them.
Yeah, the Jets ass raped them.
They embarrassed them.
You pick Buffalo.
Yeah, well, I'm never picking the Jets. You can guarantee that. I'm going to pick KC. How about you, Brent?
I don't know, man. You know, they're playing in Buffalo. And you're
playing in Buffalo?
Home opener.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What did Kansas City do last week, by the way?
Oh, they shit the bed, too, to the Falcons. Both teams shit the bed last week.
Really?
Yeah, both teams shit the bed.
2 points.
That was one stinky bed.
I think the Bills at home, you know. I'm going to go for them.
Okay, DJ?
The Bills.
Jason?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Bills because I think it's going to be really hard for the Chiefs to bounce back after that ass-whooping last week.
Yeah, but the Bills got it worse, man. The Bills got it worse.
Yeah,
well,
but it's all right. They're at home, so
all will be revealed tomorrow.
Yeah. Jeff, who you like?
Well, 3 points is home field advantage, so they're basically calling it a toss-up. Whoever wins, wins. So I'll go with home field. I'll take the Bills.
And the lovely Oprah.
I didn't hear who the other team was.
Kansas City and Buffalo.
Buffalo favored by 3.5 over Kansas City. They're playing in Buffalo.
It's home field advantage. They both suck. They're just saying, okay, whoever's at home.
Your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah, right.
I said Kansas.
You're going to go for KC?
KC,
the Chiefs.
Next game?
Okay, here we go. Up next.
With them glasses on.
I know, I got a magnifying glass, man.
You need some glasses?
Right
walking readers?
Right walking the walls at the studio.
The crystal ball is telling me we've got the Eagles hosting Baltimore.
Eagles favored by one over
Baltimore at home.
Baltimore will ask Michael Vick look terrible against a shitty Cleveland Browns defense. So this is Baltimore all the way. What about you, Brent?
I am going to go for the Ravens myself on this one. I wasn't impressed last week.
DJ, do you want the Eagles?
Of course I want the Eagles.
I figured, being the Philly guy you are. Jason, who do you like?
Oh, the Ravens.
Okay, Jeff?
Who's at home?
Where's the it's being played in
Eagles.
Philadelphia.
In Philly?
They're only, you know, 1 point.
Yeah, I know. Vic won, but he threw 4 interceptions last week, and he still won.
Against
Cleveland, I know, but, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Because, yeah, Baltimore, I got to take them, too.
And the lovely Oprah.
Baltimore.
Okay, everybody took the Ravens except for DJ.
Boy, there's a lot of Eagle love out here tonight.
Next up is Oprah's pick. Okay, we'll start out with Oprah here. And the funny thing is, she's facing your team, Mr. Movie Guy.
Oh.
The Dolphins. And it's in Miami, and Oakland is favored by 2.5 on this game.
Oh, bullshit.
So the Raiders, 2.5 over the Dolphins in Miami.
Yeah.
And let's go to Oprah.
Oakland Raiders!
I'll tell you right now, the Raiders are on a short week playing Monday night. They're traveling across country. They're wearing the black uniforms. And the one bright spot for the Dolphins last week was their special teams. Oakland special teams lost that game for them. I'm taking the Dolphins. I got $50 on the line against my buddy Chris. Woo!
Okay. You're going to lose that.
There you go. That's two different
Can you afford to lose that, $50?
Jane, you ignorant slut. Go ahead, Brent.
On this one, I'm going with the Raiders. I just saw, you know, I didn't watch the game last week, but
you
saw
yourself, my friend.
You know, what can I tell you? It was a horrible play on Miami's part, so Raiders for me.
Okay, DJ.
I'll go with Raiders.
They're not the underdog. Jason.
Underdog.
Underdog.
It's a bird. It's not a plane. No, it's underdog.
No, wait. Not bird or plane or even frog.
You wanted Miami?
Underpants.
Jason, you want Miami?
Oh, no, I'm Raiders.
Okay, damn it. And Jeff.
All right, listen. I lost a little bit of that. What did you say about Derek got a short week? Are they playing? Is it a Monday night game, or what did you say?
No, they played this past Monday, so they're on a short week.
Oh,
they're
okay,
traveling across country, and
Monday.
They're going to be wearing the black uniforms out in this heat.
All right, and we're in Miami, and who's got the spread? Who's got the points?
The Raiders got a 2.5-point advantage in Miami over the Dolphins.
In Miami, yeah, I got to take the Raiders too then.
I'm all alone on this one. I stand by my team.
Of course you do.
Something seems to not have a word.
Like I say. Okay.
Those bitches swimming alone.
You know, you're probably, you know what? I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to change it because you always first one. But, I think Miami just may pull it out. I really do.
I hope so. I got
you know,
game.
I wouldn't mind seeing that happen. I'm just
I really think they do because
my bank account would like to see it happen.
You know, I picked the Raiders, so I'm staying with it. But I think Miami might have a pretty good shot at it. You know, points or no points. You know,
they'll pull out, but will they pull out in time?
Yeah,
I think the Miami Heat can beat the Raiders.
Are we talking football here?
Yeah.
Okay.
My
mother.
9 months later, this little bundle of joy showed up.
Don't worry, I'll pull out. Yeah, right. That always works.
No, it's okay. I'm a little baby. So I love you.
This
baby,
won't hurt
a bit. I love you. I want to love you more.
I got three kids with that freaking scenario.
Yeah. Those fancy birth control methods.
Every inch of my love.
Timing method. Yeah.
Sorry, the phone rings and startled me.
Okay, next up we got the Battle of the Buckeye State. The Browns are visiting the Bengals in Cincinnati.
Oh,
okay. Cincinnati has a 9-point advantage.
And I like that.
No, not a 9, a 7.
I like that.
They got a 7-point advantage. Okay.
I like that. I'm going to take
Bengals over the Browns, 7 points in Cincinnati.
Browns got 4 picks last week and couldn't pull it out. So I'm going with the Bengals. Yeah.
How about you, Brent?
You know, the Browns only lost by 1 last week. I won on the Browns last week, and I will go with the Browns this week. Until they screw me, I'll go with the Browns.
They will this week, so you're fine.
Screw you, Browns.
And DJ.
Who's got the home field on this one?
This one is in Cincinnati. Bengals, if you pick the Bengals, you got to get Cleveland 7. Bengals favored by 7 over the Browns.
One lousy touchdown. Oh, God, one touchdown.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Okay, Jason?
The Browns.
Okay.
Pass Browns.
Jeff?
No kidding. No, I'm taking Cincinnati.
Yeah, me too. Oprah.
I'm going to go with Brent on this one, and I will take the Browns.
Okay.
The Browns.
All right.
So we're all mixed up on this one. That'll be an interesting swing game for a little left.
That's good. We don't want everybody to pick the same thing.
No, they were on the I won. No, I won. No, I won. No, I won.
7 points. If they win, by
hey, you just picked that because I picked it.
Who's next, Brent?
Okay, up next we got Houston in Jacksonville, and Houston being favored by 9.
And they're going to
get
that.
Favored by 9? They're being favored by
9. Houston kicked ass over Who was it last week?
Miami.
Yeah, Miami, which wasn't any big deal. But the point is, Jacksonville lost in overtime, and they looked pretty fucking good. Oh, man, that's tough.
I tell you what, that was
did win, didn't they?
No, they lost to Minnesota.
No, they
that
lost.
It was a miracle Blaine Gabbert did not lose that game for them. I'm going with Houston. They're going to be a very good team this year. They're going to be a contender. And how about you, Brent?
Well, you know, you sold me on that one. I don't know. I didn't watch any of the games as far as Jacksonville and Houston last week.
How about
were they that convincing?
Yes.
When they
yes.
Okay, I'll go with them. All right, I'll go with Houston.
DJ.
Who's the other team that's playing besides Houston?
Jacksonville. In Jacksonville.
Where are they playing? Oh, in Jacksonville. What's the spread?
9. 9, and Houston's got to win by 9.
I'll take Jacksonville.
Okay. Jason?
I'm going to take the Jaguars.
Okay, Jack?
Jacksonville's got this one in the bag.
Okay,
I might
take
the underdog sometimes, but it's Jason's
pick.
I'm going to
go Jacksonville also.
Me and Brent, the lone Houston pickers, huh?
Well, we'll see.
Next game, man.
Hey,
real quick, before you start the next pick. I thought it was really cool that this year, and I didn't, you know, because I don't follow it real tight and all that, but that they finally changed the overtime rules. Very cool.
Yeah.
Now you can't just win by the coin toss.
Really?
The other team,
yeah, you can get a possession like in college.
Wow.
So you get
that's
another
good
possession.
Idea.
So that's Jacksonville lost last week. Whoever they played got a field goal, right? So they get the ball back. Now you can go for a field goal and tie it again. That would be sudden death. Now it's like that's it. But if you want to go for 7, you win the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Jacksonville couldn't take it down the field far enough to even get tied up with a field goal. But the point is, I think that's pretty cool. They're starting to allow the other team to get a shot at it, you know? So I think that's pretty neat this year.
Well, yeah, it was because of that Saints-Vikings.
How long of a period is it where each team gets possession?
No, it's not even a period.
Still the same time?
Yeah, you get the coin toss, right? And normally it'd be like 98% of the people that win the coin toss win the game. Well, now they made it so, okay, fine. You win the coin toss, you go down, you score a touchdown, or you get a field goal. Well, the other team gets a shot. The other offense gets a shot at having the ball. You have to punt it back to them. And let's say you got a field goal. Well, they might go for a touchdown and win the game. Or they get a field goal and tie it. Now it's sudden death again. Now this makes it sudden death. But at least the other offense gets one shot at it after the coin toss. So that's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, that is nice.
It's not a timed quarter. It's just whatever you score. Even if you don't score on the coin toss, the other team gets the ball, and if they go down and get a field goal, they win. So, you know? That's kind of cool.
Right. Gives everybody a chance, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because you've got two teams. You've got an offense and a defense, you know? You can't just, you know, give it to one team, you know? All right, we're out. Who's the next team?
Okay, coming up next is the Cowboys in St. Louis. Cowboys favored by 3.
Dallas. Brent?
You know, Seattle didn't show much signs of...
That's not Seattle.
Really?
What'd you say?
You said St. Louis, Brian. We already played St. Louis, so...
Sorry.
Who's Dallas playing?
Dallas at Seattle.
Seattle didn't impress me at all last week.
It's Washington at St. Louis. That's next. But right now it's Dallas and Seattle.
Who are you going with, Brent?
I'm going to go with Dallas on this one.
DJ?
I'm a huge Dallas fan, but I'm just picking, you know.
DJ?
I'll take the Indians.
The Indians?
The Indians.
I'll take that as Seattle.
The Cowboys are the Indians, right?
Yeah, Seattle Seahawks, but close enough.
Cowgirls and the Cowgirls.
Are they playing at Dallas or are they playing in Seattle?
They're playing in Seattle.
I'll take Seattle.
Okay, Jason?
Well, I'll take Seattle because they're home and Cowgirls, didn't do too well.
Jeff?
Well, if anybody knows me, Seattle's my team. I'm New York, and Seattle's my freaking team. Don't ask me why. Doesn't really matter.
Really? You're a Seattle guy? I didn't know that.
It's a free country.
I've been Seattle since... I was just a hippie, and I didn't give a fuck about football, basketball, or anything else. But I've always wanted to live in Alaska. So all of a sudden, in like 1974, Seattle entered the NFL. And I said, okay, that's close enough for me. And everybody's picking, people I know are Washington and Dallas and 49ers and all this crap. And I'm going, I'm not going with Cleveland or anybody else because everybody knows them. So I go, okay, I'll take this new franchise, And all of a sudden Zorn's in there and all these people.
Zorn was great.
So I've been with Seattle since like 1976. So they're my team. Got to take them. They're at home. They're not, they got a new quarterback that's really pretty freaking good. He did what he could do last week, but you still got to have receivers, and you still got to have a front line.
Who did they go up against last week?
Let's see. Who the hell did they
lose
to last week?
Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona, which was tough.
Okay.
But I'm taking Seattle.
Okay, and Oprah?
I am going with Cowboys.
Yes, 50-50 across the board. Half of us took one, and the other half took the other. Next game, Brent.
Okay, we got the Redskins visiting St. Louis. Redskins favored by 3. Redskins did a pretty good job last week.
They did. RG3 is impressive.
That rookie quarterback's awesome. He is good.
Yeah.
I'm going with Washington. How about you, Brent?
I'm going the same way. That Curdy would appreciate that, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
How about you, DJ? DJ?
Who's the two teams?
The St. Louis Rams and Washington Redskins.
Who was the first one that cut out?
Redskins favored by 3.
Over the Rams.
I'll take the Redskins.
Okay. Jason?
Redskins.
Jeff?
Yeah, I'll take that too.
And Oprah?
Redskins.
That's all the way across the board, right?
That game's a wash because we all picked Washington.
They better not disappoint us.
Yeah, everybody gets it.
We're going to have mud on our face if this happens.
Hey, RG3, we're man talking. We're here to kick your butt.
Who we got?
Which game, Brent?
Next up, we've got the Steelers. Big upset last week for them. Facing off against the Jets. Pittsburgh at home, 5.5 over the Jets.
I don't even think I need to say what I'm taking.
Yeah, right.
Well, you hate the Jets.
I hate the Jets like a plague. There are three horrible things in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's, wherever they're from, black, white, whatever, religious fanatic.
Sexual orientation or anything else.
And the Jets.
Or the Jets.
Who you going with, Brent?
Jets. I did Jets.
Good.
The Jets.
Where's
Gerard when you need him?
Jesus. The Jets. What was the score last week with the Jets game?
Oh, they creamed Buffalo. They creamed them.
But Buffalo wasn't anything. And he did.
My fanfare shot is cream all over the Jets. Pittsburgh. I chose Pittsburgh because they were playing at Three Rivers last week and I lost. But I'll go back. I'll give them one more shot.
Okay. DJ?
Give me Pittsburgh. And on the last one, take me off of the Redskins and switch me to whatever other team they're playing. So that way it's not a wash.
Rams. That's a little late for that. It's a little late. It's already been typed into the computer. There's a guy over next to Brent chiseling it in stone right now, so I think it's a little late.
No, yeah, because if that was the case, I'll go back to Miami instead of taking the Raiders or whatever.
Can't do that. Jason, who do you like, Kid or New York?
Steelers.
Steelers. Jeff?
Yeah, I got to go with the Steelers, too.
And the lovely Oprah.
All right, well, this one's for Jackie. I'm going with the Steelers.
Okay.
Is that another wash? Is that another wash?
Or as they say in Pittsburgh, another wash. That's how they talk up there.
Next one is kind of interesting. This is my cup, pick and choose. In San Diego, Chargers 6 over Tennessee.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's kind of an interesting one there.
You know, neither team really impressed me at all. Tennessee was a huge disappointment. I actually thought they'd play pretty good against New England, and they didn't.
No, they sucked.
So I'm gonna go San Diego. Phillip Rivers is top five quarterback in the league. Jake Locker is still relatively new. How about you, Brent?
I'm going with the Chargers myself. You know, on that one, just based on the New England performance, I don't know.
Yeah, Jason or DJ?
Are they? Who's home field advantage?
San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
I'll take San Diego.
Okay, Jason?
Titans.
Tennessee. Jeff?
I'll take your 6 points.
Yeah, well, who's got the points?
San Diego, you got to give, if you pick San Diego, you got to give up 6.
Oh, fuck.
So
no,
that's a pretty even
draw
you. Right there.
No, I'll take the Titans.
Okay.
All right.
And Oprah.
I will go with the Chargers.
Smart woman. And the next game, Brent, is this the final one?
No, well, final one for Sunday. This will be tomorrow night's game. And that will be San Francisco hosting Detroit.
That's going to be a good game.
San Francisco by 7.
Where are they playing?
Detroit's giving up
hosting.
7?
No. If you pick Detroit, you get 7.
Oh, okay, got it.
I'm going to have to go with San Fran. They really got pressure on Aaron Rodgers last week, and I think they can do the same to Matthew Stafford. So I'm going to go with San Fran. How about you, Brent?
This might be the upset. You know, I'm going to go Detroit on this one.
It's going to be interesting to see what the handshake between coaches is going to be like, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one to pick, but
yeah.
I'll go with Detroit on
this. How about you, DJ?
Okay.
I'll take San Fran.
San Fran. Jason?
The Lions.
Okay. Jeff?
I hate to do it, but because they're in Seattle's group. But I got to go with San Fran
and Oprah.
Who are the Lions playing?
The Niners.
The 49ers in San Francisco. San Francisco favored by 7.
Yeah, I'll go with San Francisco.
All right, just so everybody knows, Joe Montana's not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
And the next game.
Okay, the Monday night game. We will let Jason go first on this pick.
Denver versus Atlanta.
It'll be Atlanta favored by 3 at home versus the Broncos. Jason, give us your pick.
This is an emotional pick.
Come on.
I know
I got to go with my boys.
Okay, I'm going to agree with Jason with Atlanta. How about you, Brent?
I'm definitely going with Atlanta on that one. Yeah.
DJ?
Hell no, I'll go against Jason.
All right, Denver. Jeff?
Well, I'm heading down to Atlanta in the next couple weeks, so I'm going with Atlanta.
And for the last pick of the night, we shoot it over to Oprah.
Are you serious? You have to ask, where's Peyton Manning? That's where I'm going.
he doesn't know your background, Oprah. We got to get together and have a good sit down.
Peyton Manning is baby daddy number 2. He doesn't know it yet, but he will.
Yeah. You like that crooked nose, brother of the mouth breather, huh?
Well, that way the crooked nose
he
can
was
go
very
to one side, the mouth can go to the other
week,
side.
You know, I thought he did well.
Oh, he did real
game.
Good. He did real good. And it's not not a matter. It's not a matter. I would probably go with him. And but what the hell? I was messing around. So what the hell? Atlanta's fine. But no,
well,
Manny did,
all
Manny did great last week. Manny did freaking awesome last week.
Do you have anything queued up?
No, but we should probably take a break because this
is
take a break.
Just
40 minutes here.
we'll continue. We've got about a half hour left. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's
that?
Any suggestions?
Yeah, Jeff. What would you like to hear?
Yeah.
Oh God, you put me on the spot. Let's see. I was listening to some Stones today. I was listening to something off of Beggar's Banquet.
Parachute Woman off of Beggar's Banquet.
Parachute Woman, that'll work.
Oh, wait.
What about Stray Cat Blues? Has your mother ever heard you scream like that? But she never saw you.
Stray Cat Blues.
My back.
Go with Stray Cat Blues. That's always good. Especially the opening of that song. I didn't get to it, but tomorrow B.B. King turns 87, so we'll go out with some B.B. tonight.
87. Oh,
yeah. Still kicking it. You know, I saw him just about 2-3 years ago.
I saw
Are
him
you
up
sure it's 87?
Played with,
I thought he was already 88.
I don't know. Look it up in your Wikipedia.
Who's
be wrong.
77 or 88? Does it really matter?
All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes, everybody. Here's a little Rolling Stones for you.
All right.
718-508-9816.
Mr. Movie Guy.
Mr. Movie Guy.
Back. Movie Guy's back in the... What did you do? Put everybody on hold?
You know, we were doing so well with this board tonight. We killed everybody. Is everybody there still?
Hello. Hello, am I here?
All right, everybody.
Somebody,
go on.
Somebody with an opportunity for there for a second.
I don't know. Am I here?
Well, it's time for everybody's favorite segment of the show. That's why we save it for last. The Mr. Movie Guy. Well,
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a favorite.
It's all I have in life, Brent. How dare you take it from me?
I don't know if we always save it for last either. Do we always save it for last?
Kind of towards the end.
You know, it just kind of popped up.
Kind of works. We've had a very good flow tonight, might I say.
Yeah, thanks everybody tonight. That's been a very good show. I hope everybody's enjoying their Saturday evening.
Yeah,
it's been finger licking good.
Yeah, all right, very good.
I'm about to say goodbye in a few minutes because it's about to get finger licking good.
It is finger licking good.
Oh, now you're talking.
It's so awkward.
What's going on? You know, definitely.
Oh, she's talking about food. Okay.
Yeah.
What a perv.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you
she's
what.
Beautiful. She's beautiful. What else can I say?
Jeez. Anyways. We went into your intro. You must have seen a movie this week.
What's going on? I went and visited the Red Box, and unfortunately, what I wanted isn't available there. So I took a chance on a film that I was kind of skeptical about upon its original release, and that film is Woman in Black.
And Woman in Black. I remember Woman in Red. Anything?
No. This is a ghost story.
This is her darker.
What's that?
This is her darker sister from The Woman in Red.
no Kelly LeBrock in this film, unfortunately. This little ditty stars William Radcliffe. And who's William Radcliffe, you ask, Brent?
The guy with the glasses.
Who is?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. And unfortunately,
Daniel
Radcliffe.
Not William.
What's that?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, Daniel, my bad.
Oh, Mr. Opa.
Boom!
Okay, I was calling Tony Scott Jake Scott a couple weeks ago. I'm all over the place.
Anyway,
Give the gist of it. A recently widowed lawyer is given one last chance to stop screwing up his law firm. He has to go to a home where the... woman that lived there has died, and he has to sort out all of her legal paperwork to make sure everything's taken care of. However, the town is not too favorable to this woman's house because it is haunted with the spirit of a woman who lost her child and vows revenge on those that took her child away from her and doesn't want anyone with a child to be happy. And the myth goes in the film that whenever she is seen, someone's child will die. And you see everything from children jumping out of windows to drinking lye to jumping in front of trains. Not for the squeamish, and, you know, it's always kind of hits home.
Who's the guy that did the book?
A director I never heard of, first-time director, but the big thing is it starred Daniel Radcliffe, and unfortunately I'm afraid he's going to suffer from Mark Hamill syndrome, where he's only really going to be recognized for one role throughout his career, and it's going to hurt him in the long run, but he did okay in it. What's that? Okay. So anyway, might I add, this film did have some serious chills in it. I can speak with the best of them, baby.
Daniel Craig, okay.
Daniel Craig, yeah, him too. Film has some good scares in it, though, my friend. It's
okay.
I got goose-flushed a few times.
You're the horror for, you know.
I'm an authority when it comes to horror.
Yeah.
But, good scares in it. Takes place kind of in... Excuse me.
Whoa, what was that?
Put the bong down.
Good scares in the film takes place in the 1919s. So it has an extremely dark gothic feel to it in England. very dark to read film, but it actually has some good chills in. I got goose flesh a few times. So I recommend Woman in Black if you want to have a nice little scary movie night with Halloween just around the corner, folks. It's there for you at Redbox. Originally released back in February. I don't think it did too well at the box office, but
Worth spending a couple hours with, right?
Yeah, it was about an hour and 40 minutes.
And what do you, new movies coming up? This movie guy, you talked about Spielberg earlier.
Right. I actually was privy to see the trailer for Lincoln today. And,
God
damn it, it looks brilliant. It does. It looks great. As much as I hate to give Spielberg the credit, even though he's due as much, it just looks fantastic. Daniel Day-Lewis is going to play Abraham Lincoln, and he is probably one of the world's greatest thespians. He's a
lesbian?
Fine two-time Oscar winner, Irishman, might I add.
Oh, well, that explains your shoulders.
He's won the Oscar twice, though.
Best actor or best supporting?
Best actor. He won for My Left Foot in 1988, I believe, and then he won in 2007 for There Will Be Blood.
Wow, that's that long ago.
Yeah,
I'm a legend.
That was a great movie, huh?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have come to you with a proposition. Now, believe me when I say I'm a family man before a businessman.
I'm a lesbian.
Death, kid. But, no, Lincoln looks great. But the one I tell you I'm looking forward to, and I remember I said a couple weeks ago there's nothing on the horizon that does anything for me.
Right.
I was wrong.
Something is on the horizon.
The Hobbit.
Really?
Yeah.
Peter Jackson?
Yeah, he's doing another trilogy.
Really?
I didn't know that. I thought it was just going to be one movie, but he's going to break it up into three parts again.
Okay.
So we'll have another 9 hours of Hobbit walking places.
There was one freaking book by Tolstoy.
Spent it all on crack.
It was a trilogy. You can't have a sex trilogy or whatever the hell the next thing is.
Did you ever read
that
book, Jeff? I never read it.
Oh, yeah. I went from the original The Hobbit and then all the way through
The Lord of the Rings.
Hardcover. What's that? The whole thing. And that was it. It was told stories, that was the thing. And they made the movie, and that was pretty cool. But how can you spin that off? There's no more to it. That's it.
Well, no, this
what is it? A prequel?
It's a prequel.
Okay.
It's a prequel. It's The Hobbit, and it's
going
to be three parts. It's going to be An Unexpected Journey, The Dragon Smaug, and then There and Back Again.
Well, really, actually, in the book, I mean, the trilogy was actually four books, because the very first one was The Hobbit.
Right.
And then they went through all that, and I think the movie actually started after The Hobbit.
Right, it was
Fellowship
of the Ring.
Yeah, right. They started with The Fellowship, right. So the original book was The Hobbit. So if that's what they're doing the movie off of, well, then, okay, maybe. But, I'm thinking...
When was this guy a writer, anyway? Was he early 20th century? Okay.
Yeah.
But,
it'll be called The Bobbit.
Sorry, Lorraine. I'll tell you.
Spoiler alert.
There was some Jersey girl that
walked in. Can you see that?
Found
on the side of the
road. I don't know. Yeah. Lorraine Bobbitt, or was it? I don't know.
An elderly couple driving down the interstate. All of a sudden, somebody out of their windshield. Yeah, the old lady says to the old man, "Did you see the dick on that bug?"
Mr. Movie
Guy. Dick growing out there in the woods.
Did you see The Hunger Games?
Yes, I saw The Hunger Games, and I thought it was just okay. I didn't think it was great.
I watched it this last week. I agree with you. It was nothing great. It reminded me a lot of, Running Man.
Yeah.
Really?
They kind of took from that, Survivor... Running Man, if you remember, a month or two ago, I reviewed a Japanese film called Battle Royal, which is also available on Netflix. It was pretty much The Hunger Games 10 years before The Hunger Games.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't have a lot of cool stuff, but pretty much the same story.
What is it?
Battle Royal. I reviewed it on the show a couple months back. It's a Japanese film, and it came out 10 years before The Hunger Games.
Wow.
Subtitles? Yes, of course.
Okay.
I also watched Lockout this week. Have you seen Lockout, Mr. Movie Guy?
Look at
Mr. Movie Guy has not seen Lockout, and originally when it was released, I wasn't interested, but there was a trailer for it on Woman in Black, and it actually doesn't look like it would be a bad sci-fi flick, so I may check it out in the coming months.
I watched it this last week, and it wasn't bad. I watched that, and I was actually, it was entertaining. It wasn't anything great. It wasn't horrible. It was entertaining. The same.
Looks like it has really good special effects.
Yeah, it did. It had some. It was a decent storyline. It was pretty interesting. As well as, I liked, what is his name, Jason Statham, or Jason Statham, I forget how to pronounce his last name.
Statham, yeah.
And,
oh, you saw Safe?
I hadn't seen his other movie. I think it's called The Safe, I believe it is.
It's just called Safe, yeah. It's kind of like just another transporter movie, I think.
Yeah, like, pretty much. It was interesting, but I would definitely, over the two of them, I would recommend seeing, what was it, Lockout.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, Jason Statham kind of keeps just making the same movie over and over again, you know, where he's a guy and he's got to protect somebody.
He reminds me kind of a modern-day Steven Seagal type.
Isn't he like an always, like, escape prisoner type deal?
No, he just
that's
plays
what Lockout
that,
is.
He plays a Steven Seagal type, is what Jason Statham plays. Lockout, yes, prison movie.
Yeah.
In space.
In
prison
space,
in space.
Pretty much,
but,
like, they take a space station, like, and make it where all of the convicted criminals go and go into.
I don't know, that guy
must
looks kind
of that
cool.
Must be where they send all the bad offenders.
Well, you know, I saw the trailers on that, and did you say you saw it or you just saw the trailer?
I physically saw it. It was pretty good.
So, because I kind of looked at that and I thought, you know, I mean, all the crap that's coming out, but I thought, you know, who knows? That could very well be possible. You know, it'd be no different than what Dustin Hoffman do and Papillon, you know, where they, I mean, history says they send them to Australia. They're, you know, they're just out there. Well, okay.
Right. Australia.
Well, who the hell knows? Who the hell knows in freaking 100 years from now if we're still alive? That just don't throw these people on the fucking moon, you know, and let them go.
They've done that in a lot of cultures, and Australia is one of them. They took the English took all the people that were criminals,
right?
And went to
Papillon, and they put them in this whole freaking, you know, I mean, so who the hell knows? And I thought, well, you know, maybe that could be kind of cool to watch. I haven't seen it, but you didn't think it was that bad? It was entertaining, anyway.
It was entertaining. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. It was at least watchable.
Right.
There we got Crocodile Dundee from Australia. Also, for the listeners out there, something coming to DVD this week that I saw in the theater that I raved about on the show, and if anybody didn't get a chance to see it while I was in theaters, they'll be available on DVD on Tuesday. Cabin in the Woods.
Highly recommend.
I watched that as well.
Really?
That was freaking weird, man. I actually just watched
it. What about that one with the guy with the face? What is that?
Smiley?
When is that coming out? I don't know exactly what
the guy with the face.
Smiley's coming out, but it's another urban myth type movie like Candyman. And it was originally supposed to come out like 2 years ago, but they never released it. But I guess because the Halloween season's coming, that, you know, they need to get the scary movies out there, and they finally decided to release it. But it's all an internet myth that supposedly you go on this message board and you leave a message for this guy, Smiley. He'll kill somebody for you, but he needs something in return. And he usually just winds up going off after the person that left the message. But
that's
it's this guy
cool.
That wears this freaky, like, smiley face mask. The trailer's available on YouTube. I think it was supposed to be released in 2010, but I guess they're bringing it out now. But, the horror movie season upon us. But like I was saying, I highly recommend Cabin in the Woods for any of our listeners. DJ thought it was bizarre. It throws you for a loop because it's just such an outside-the-box horror film. It doesn't follow any of the archetypes. It actually kind of makes fun of horror films.
Right. It definitely was an outside-the-box horror movie. I don't want to throw away any spoilers or anything because I love knowing nothing about a movie, really, and just watching it. And I really knew nothing about it, and I was thrown for a loop at the end. I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely different from anything you've ever seen, and people... I recommended it to some friends, and they went to go see it, and they didn't like it because they're like, well, it wasn't what we thought it was going to be. It wasn't as scary as we thought it was going to be. And I'm like, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. It's something completely different. So I recommend that for all the listeners. I saw it in the theaters, and it'll be out available on DVD on Tuesday, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I watched it online the other day. It was definitely a good movie. I wasn't originally going to bring it up because it was like, wait, that's back in 2011 because I was looking at the thing. And I was like, oh.
Back in May, I believe, April or May of this year.
Yeah.
There we go. Any more movie questions?
listen, guys. I don't want to cut into your movie stuff, but I'm out. All right. I got to do some shit, and I will see whoever shows up in Atlanta.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy your shit, man.
All right, had a good time tonight.
Hey,
right.
Thanks for calling.
You got all my picks down there, right?
Of course, that's a pick. We're ready for next week.
I didn't write them down. Halfway through it, I go, I should be writing this shit down. And I'm going, no, I fucked up. Okay, I can't.
Mr. Movie Guy keeps track of all of them.
Yeah.
I'm a good scorekeeper.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one, man.
All right, see you later. Enjoy. If anybody's in, we are closing in, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
What is the time, anyway?
I got one last thing.
13 minutes.
It's too close.
Okay, we got plenty of time. 13 minutes.
next coming Saturday, I may or may not be on the show. The reason being is next Saturday is the fall equinox. So we're getting that much closer.
Really, what's going on for the fall equinox?
It's your normal drum circle. We have the Tequesta drum circle up at Birch State Park where we get like 500 people up there, and it's just absolutely freaking amazing. It would be awesome if you and Mr. Movie Guy wanted to come and make an appearance up there and say hello.
But I don't know. Our presence is requested. Is it on Saturday?
It's Saturday night from 7 until midnight.
Wow.
Yeah. So I meant to tell Oprah earlier because I know Oprah's a big fan of it as well, but I hadn't had
a chance. Oprah's right here with us.
Is she still on? Is Oprah still on?
She left. Oh, I did not know that.
She got fed up, tired of being ignored.
Remember finger licking good?
No, her food was ready. Oprah's food was ready. That's why she left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
What happened?
Next Saturday night, bring your drums. If you're a belly dancer, if you want to come just watch and spectate, it's going to be at Birch State Park, which, if you don't know, is up at 3109 East Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And it's $10 per person, and it'll be from 7 o'clock p.m. until 12 o'clock midnight. And
bring lots of condoms and reefer.
Yeah.
We have,
I play the kazoo. Can I come?
We have lots of drummers and stuff that come out there. So, hopefully you can make it.
Alright. That's a pretty cool idea. I didn't know that we had lost Oprah.
Why, did you have a question for
her? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But that's the way it goes. And what do we got, 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Anybody want to wrap it up with anything? Any good subjects to cover? What haven't we covered yet?
Well, I've got some horoscopes here.
Oh, racing. We haven't done any racing.
Oh, darn it.
Shit.
This is a big
fan. Okay, racing, you got Chicagoland, right? As far as NASCAR goes, I think Rolex is taking a week off. That championship comes down next week at Lime Rock. And, Indy, I think, is running this weekend. I don't even know where they're running at, but there was something on my television.
Is your refrigerator running?
It's running.
Well, you better go catch it.
Better catch it. It's awesome. Running down the road.
Yeah. It's
God.
Catching. Well, anyways, anybody got anything else before we shut this down? We're going to play some B.B. King going out.
No, I did what I came to do. Hey, well, if anybody wants to hear their
what's
horoscope,
the countdown now, Jason,
I've
for Road Atlanta?
Accurate. The countdown is 29 days. 28 days almost.
All right.
Does anybody want to hear their horoscope?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, what do we got out there?
I'm a Leo.
Pisces. Aquarius.
Okay, Leo, don't leave the house. Don't leave the house. Don't leave the house. Don't leave the house.
Don't leave the house.
No, I'm kidding.
I haven't.
It says, here we go. We got, should we boycott Edgar Allan Poe because he's married to his 13-year-old cousin? Should anti-drug crusaders stop using their iPhones when they find out that Steve Jobs said that doing LSD was one of the two or three most important things I've ever done in my life? Should we stop praising the work that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. did because he engaged in extramarital affairs? Those are the kind of questions I suspect you'll deal with in the coming days. Avoid having knee-jerk reactions.
And who was that for, Pisces?
That was Leo.
Leo, what they got for Pisces?
Let's see, Pisces. It would be an excellent time for you to elope. Even if you do so with the person
to
whom
for
you
are
already mated. Yeah.
I ain't getting that, dude.
Even if you do so with the person to whom you already mated, consider wearing a wedding dress. Everywhere you wander, even if there's no marriage or ceremony in your immediate future. And even if you're a man, do something that will symbolize your intention to focus on intimacy with an intensified sense of purpose. Seek out someone who will give you lessons in how to listen like an empathetic genius. Compose and recite vows in which you pledge to become an irresistible and reliable ally.
Wow, that has nothing to do with what's going on in my life right now. I ain't getting married, dude.
Well, it tells you to wear a wedding dress.
As far as he's concerned, yeah, I can do it in
It says to wear a wedding dress everywhere you go, everywhere you wander, even if there's no marriage ceremony.
If I can get married in shorts and flip-flops, yeah, sure, man, I'll do that. Hey, I did that. I did that down in Key West. It worked well.
Good for you.
Yeah. Flip-flops, no, but the theme.
What do you got, Brent?
And what the Gators do tonight, anyway? They're winning right now, 27-28. And your Notre Dame Irishmen, how are they doing?
They're up 7-0 on Michigan State, but Michigan State's driving.
There you go. That's your latest sports action here at Man Talk. You know, we're going to close with B.B. King tonight, so anybody want to go out with anything? I've had a good time.
All right,
a great
time. I think the show went well tonight.
It came together, man. We didn't have so much static and people, you know, falling out.
Yeah, you know,
like
everything
that.
Was respectful. For a change.
Everybody was respectful.
Yeah, computer-wise.
Yeah.
And just everything-wise.
Maybe that's upcoming Equinox stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, whatever it was, it worked. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Hey, listen, you guys have a safe week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Always good to hear from everybody. And B.B. King to take us out tonight. The man that's having a birthday tomorrow. 87, 88, whatever, right?
Yeah.
How
old is Lucille?
Lucille's alive and well.
Yes.
All right, see you later.
Night. He's balling right now. While they're getting it together, I was told that some of you dudes don't know anything about blues. That's what they told me, so I want to say this to you. I came to swap some with you. I imagine quite a few of you dudes have the blues already. But today, that's my signal to shut up. Today being Thanksgiving, this is Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving. All right. Well, let me say this to you. It seemed like a lot of things have been happening today. And when I came in, I had to sign in.
And I noticed one of the members of my group you seem to know very well. Ought to make me feel good because he works with me.
Shaq.